I'd like to share with you a shaila that actually came up and then deal with it b'negeah our Gemara. Our Gemara says that there's an isser, a separate isser, not do yayin nesef directly, to drink shechar, and the poskim say to drink alcohol with a guy in a set setting. To drink alcohol with a guy is aser. The Gemara says mishum chasnas or mishum gilu. You paskin mishum chasnas as I stated. So you're not going to go out to eat with a guy. Go out to eat with a guy, but not to drink alcoholic things on such a trip. So somebody who married Giyiris actually asked me the following shaila. He asked me, he's going out with his wife, with her parents. They're going out to eat. They're going out with Goyim, his wife's parents are Goyim. And his question was whether they're allowed to drink together. The whole gezeira is that he may marry their daughter, but he did. He married his daughter. It's honest to goodness a question. He may have another daughter. Well, I don't know. I don't think his wife would agree to such an arrangement. But anyway, this is the question he asked. If the gezeira mishum chasnas applies, where it appears at least, Gershon, this guy could cut in Shanela, I mean, nevertheless, the relationship is such that the question is whether it's included. This is the question. And I'd like to digress for a moment and talk about this Truvas Binyan Tzion and to show you how it connects Lamaisa. There's an Isser, as you know, of Yayin Nesech, anytime a guy handles or produces any type of wine, there's an isser of yayin nesach. Now that is also mishum chasnas. It's also for two reasons. Yayin nesach is chasnas and a chashash avodah zara. Chashash that the guy was shook the wine or in l'shem avodah zara. The question is whether that isser applies to a fraya yid as well. If you have a fraya yid at your table, people have the shaila by the seder, where very often they invite non-observant Jews, and the chetchila is supposed to have wine that's not mevushal, and if a yid takes this and pours it, whether there's an isser of yayin nesach by a fraya yid. He's still a yid, so what's the isser? So you think about it, what's a svara? What isser could there be? Mishum chasnus. He's Jewish. You're allowed to marry his daughter. So chasnas l'chara doesn't apply. Mishum avodah zara today, they're not melumadas in avodah zara. They're not mumarim avodah zara. So the question is whether the isser of yayin nesach applies to a fraya yid or not. De Velt says in the name of the Binyan Tzion that he's the mekel. He's the big mekel that on a fraya yid there's no isser, and it said that Rav Henkin a paskin that way. Now, if you have the chum in front of you, you'll see it's not so glatt that he's mekel. The shayla is the shayla. He starts on nias daiti, the din imoy, that it's aser. He says that it's aser. And after he says that by a frayid is an isa yayin nesach, he says, vihine at koi dibarnu meikar adin. Ach, he says two things. He says today's mechalei Shabbos may be different. A, he says, some mechal Shabbos go to shul. They believe in Shabbos. They light Shabbos candles with the mechal Shabbos. And by them, it shouldn't have a din yayin nesach. And B, he says, the tinnik shenishba also not. Like, who you're left with. The tinnik shenishba is not included. And daughter's mechal Shabbos, but he lights Shabbos candles and goes to shul, also not included. So it's just that middle group of shano pirish that seems to be included. So that's the kula of the Binyan Tzion. At the end of the tshuva, he really says, "Mekilin yesha mamashiyas mechu," but he's not the chetchila looking to be mekel. Oh, that's the question. He doesn't get into that. What's the yisur? Chasnas shouldn't apply, and then that mumorim lavei desar it shouldn't apply. But wonder, do we really make such things that things that we ask by goyim we ask by fry yid? It's not true. Yid, what? Shad of avay desar. Yeah, I understand. So you see, if he's a mummer, the Gemara doesn't say anywhere as far as I know, is a Yayin Nesach by a Jew. There's a Rashba, Chuvas a Rashba, the Beis Yosef brings, that by a Mumer, there's this a Yayin Nesach. But maybe he means Mumel Avodah Zarah. That doesn't explain what Mumer means. They assume it means Mumel Chal Shabbos. What does Chal Shabbos have to do with Yayin Nesach? So that's true. Now, I don't know why they don't bring our Gemara. By our Gemara, it's taka true. The Gemara says, by Akuti, you can't use his wine because he's not makbid if a guy touches it. So that's very good when the Kuti brings the wine. But when the Kuti or the Freyer comes to my house for the Seder, I know no guy touched it. Now it's not a Nidin that the Kuti is going to allow a guy to touch it. There's no guy. He's coming to my house. So it seems that the Paiskim are all Machmir. Ramesh in two different shuvas says the halacha is a mumer d'zis a yayin esach. And I'm not aware of any Paisik that's matal chatchila. The Binyan Sin is the big name that's Mekel. And you read the shuva, you see he's not so quick to be Mekel. Well, what's the logic? What's the svara to it? It's brought down that a mumel chal Shabbos is a mumel chal terakula. In Hilchos Shechita it says that. But what does that have to do with the chashash on the wine? Well, why should I be chashash on the wine? There's no chasnos and there's no avodah zarah. Very hard to understand. What? There's a din like a guy. That got me everything. His kedushin is a kedushin. What? I understand, but why does that have to be Yayin Nesach? Why is the wine Yayin Nesach? Why should that be? I don't know, the truth is, I know of two truvas that deal with this. In other words, there's a Rashba that says it's awesome. And the Paiskim, like I said, down to Ramesha, Ruba de Ruba say that there is Yayin Nesach Ayyid. The question is what the Biur is if Chasnas and Avodah Zarah are not Shayach. So I'm aware of two explanations. One is in the Mari Asad. In his tshuva, he says, chasnas doesn't necessarily mean you'll marry his daughter. What about a priest who doesn't marry? Never going to have a daughter. The Isser applies there too. He says, marrying his daughter just means socializing. It means in general, socializing with guy, it leads to chasnas.
You can marry
your
sister.
So all... Marry a sister? Okay, good. So... But he says chasnas doesn't necessarily mean marriage. It means in general socializing with people that don't have firm values. That it's not dafka you're going to marry his daughter. That's how the Mari Asad explains it. There's a Chumnich Sam Seifer in Chevet Vav in the Likutim who says a little like what David was saying, that it's a knas. We make a mumer. We sort of cancel a mumer. We give him a din of Akum, and Mamela, it applies, even though it exeres Mishum Chasnos, it applies anyway. So Mamela, these are explanations, that it's in general socializing, or some kind of a knas, a like plug type of thing, where it applies. Well, Lav Dafka, you're going to marry his daughter. That's what the long and short of it seems to be. And this brings us back to my original Shaila. The original Shaila was whether you can go out to drink with somebody married a Giyaris with her parents. Well, Chasnus, you married a daughter. If Chasnus is Lav Dafka marrying the daughter, it just means having a relationship that's a social relationship with such people, with people that don't have your values. If that's the case, then you can't touch up Chasnus because I happen to marry his daughter. It's not something that you can touch up because Lamaisa. It's Lav Dafka that you're going to marry his daughter. The chasnas is, in general, interacting with such people.
So Mari
Asad, after just
anything, any engagement, any socializing.
No, Chazal made certain gezeiris. We don't go beyond what Chazal would go. We're past the time that we make new gezeiris.
That's not what he brings out. He says it's really because of socializing.
But he's explaining the gezeiris of Chazal. L'maisa, at chasnas, they asked they asked Yayin, and the truth is, Afiyas Akum has the same thing. The question of whether Afiyah Sakam is also by a mumer is totally in the same thing, whether this chasnus by the bread, Bishul is different. Bishul is a chashash of treifus. But Afiyah and Yayin and Sheikhar, in the Gemara's case, those are the three things they ask in Mishul chasnus. And this is the same shava on all of them, whether they apply to a mumer or they don't apply to a mumer. It's not a easy shayla halacha l'maisa, but it seems that the ruba the ruba the paiskim are mashmir.
And that the shchita is same as a visit.
Yeah, but shchita is that way. That it is that way because shchita we learn out from a totally different thing. It's not to a chasnas. Mishu bar shchita. Somebody who observes shchita, so he has a shaykes to shchita, but. No, you can marry the Iris, but just don't drink with the parents and observe, treat them as goyim. That's right. The Chazal said you could socialize with these gedarim. These gedarim are going to keep you at arm's length. That's basically what what these gedarim are there for.
Now,
Sheikhar, I mentioned Archa Shulchan says schnapps also. The Shulchan Aruch. No, I mean, if does Sheikhar apply to not from Yidden? I don't know. If it's the same Gezeira, it should be the same Gezeira. Shem Chasnas is Chasnas. If they're answering, if the Mary Asad is and the Chansefer are answering, it should apply there.
Why should Yayin Yerushim be better?
What?
Why should Yayin Yerushim be okay?
Yeah, the question is why Yayin Mevushel is not included in alcoholic things. I don't know why, but it seems it's not. There's a fascinating Shaila. Reb Steinbruch has, if somebody's father is not from, he goes to his father. He goes for a Shabbos Suda, so the father puts on a kippah, and the father's making kiddush for him. Now, nowadays we use Yayin Mevushel. He has a Shaila. What happens if the father makes kiddush on Yayin that's not Mevushel? We hold this Yayin Nesach by a Frayid. So here, his father's at the table. His father's being mechaber him. He's having a Shabbos table. He's pouring the wine. And now what are you going to do? The father's making kiddush for everybody. What are you going to do? Could you be yaitzah with his kiddush? So he says, he doesn't know what to tell the person. He says, have in mind to be, your challah in front of you should be your kiddush. Be yaitzah with his words, or you mumble the words to yourself. And have in mind that it should go on your bilkulach that you have in front of you. And in that way, you'll be yaitzah kiddush. It's very uncomfortable. What?
Is there
no problem? He says the chatchila. You're right. You want to be sevach on the bein sin. You can be sevach on the bein sin. Bein sin at the end says that ein moichin, but he says a machmir lahashem the gis yain shal pleishim the stam yainum tavi yala bracha. That says the chatchila. So the bein sin is the big makel. He's not so makel a chatchila. Not so makel a chatchila. And he's the makel who can make it everyone else's match.
So.
What? Akroy is a heter for Sheikhar, for drinking with him. Question is what akroy means. I think it means, I'm not sure, but I think if you go out to drink, that's not akroy. Akroy means you happen to be together and you drink, I think. But otherwise, I think not.
What about
the holiday parties, according to this, you're not supposed to be drinking there. You can go, you can have chocolate and cake, but not if they have brownie bars, you know, it's kosher. They only make them kosher. But
what if you drink with Jews and Goyim? Like if you teach Torah to Jews and Goyim, at the heter teach in a school where there's Goyim and Jews.
If it's Yidden and Goyim together, or at work, if it's Yidden and Goyim together.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what they did in such case. Yes?
Bowl games?
They serve beer. Yeah, but you're not drinking with the guy. You're drinking your seat. I don't know. That's still. I don't know.
What about the Facebook programs where they have bright people there also, and they have.
You're not drinking with them. You happen to be in the amusement park. They're right. It means socializing. It doesn't mean you happen to be in a place where they are. I don't think it's what it means. And. If it's mevushel, it's okay. Why is mevushel okay if alcoholic things is aser? It's a fascinating thing. Shulchan Aruch says alcoholic things is aser, And it mentions Shechar, and like I told you, the Aruch HaShulchan mentions Cognac, which I think is a type of schnapps, right? And nobody talks about Yayim HaVashul. It seems Yayim HaVashul is not chashuv. It's not, it's less chashuv than beer? Than beer? I don't know. It's like a hard to understand. It's made from, Cognac is made from grapes. So I don't know then. What? Yeah, the guy walks over is okay. That's a cry. But to go, that's okay. But if you go with the guy to drink, that's what's awesome. That's what's awesome. I know there's another shayla. Somebody is a Masada Kedushin for fry a person. So again, we have Yayim Mavushal. We don't have the problem that much. But it, the same shayla the place can talk about. If you're Masada Kedushin and you're going to give the wine, so I have the wine in my hand, it's kosher. I'm going to give it to the chassan to take a drink. What happens now? When he takes a drink, then suddenly he pours it, then it becomes the Yayin Esach. Well, I should feed it into his mouth, and then it's not Yayin Esach, maybe.
But after he drinks it, nobody else drinks it anyway.
After he drinks it, all right, nechinami. But you're allowed to give it to him? You're allowed to give it to him?
It's kosher wine.
It's kosher wine. He's menasa the money pours it. Okay, so is it Lifnei Iver? The Shtemberg has a letter from the Stipler. Is a Shaykh Lifnei Iver, if you pour wine to a Friar Yid, he picks it up, he makes it Yayin Nesach for himself. Like the Schasnus on himself? Exactly. Not socialized with himself? So he had the Shaila. I'm sure Shtemberg was Neit Lahachmir, which is his style. And I think he has a letter from the Stipler in the Chelik Tes, in the Mafteches, he prints a letter the Stipler sent him. I think that for the guy himself, it's not really Shayach. Lifnei Iver, how's it Shayach, the whole thing? Anyway, the main Nakuda, we're learning Hilchos Yayin Nesach in these blot, to know, there's a Binyan Tzion. The Binyan Tzion is the Mekel, and it's Rav Henkin supposedly held to be Senech on this, that by a Frayid it doesn't apply. Like I said, Rav Moshe, though, is not straight out that it does apply. Okay, I got the Shabbos, everybody.